You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer to find out what's been going on around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, good morning, Toby. Always a pleasure, as you know. Good to speak to you.
Matt, we must start with the, I suppose, fantastic news that the railway ticket office closures has now been scrapped. And this is really good because not only does it show that campaigning works, but it also shows that the government have listened to, I suppose, the thousands and thousands of blind and partially sighted people who took part in the consultation, and also the great campaigning work that the RNIB and our Sight Loss partners have done on this.
Yeah, we're delighted, you know, with the complete U-turn, the complete reversal of the decision. I mean, there's a number of things, I think, to comment on, aren't there? I mean, first of all, you know, it was a complete nonsense to make the sort of recommendations or the proposals in the first place, you know, when the dependencies that would have had to been in place to make this remotely workable around accessible technology, accessible comms, clarity over roles of people who would still be left at railway stations, you know, the list goes on, you know, it was just not thought through. So visually impaired people clearly would have been very, very heavily affected by this. But there were so many other groups in society, people with other disability, elderly people, people who didn't have access to technology, you know, a whole host of people who were clearly very obviously disadvantaged by this. And the proposal did not take into account any of the dependencies that needed to be in place to remotely make this viable. So it was always a nonsense. In terms of our campaign, yeah, I mean, I'm really proud. I mean, I think, you know, this clearly agitated a lot of people. So I don't want to overclaim that the RNIB were the sort of main reason why the government sort of backtracked. I mean, they had 750,000 responses to their consultation, which is probably a record and showed the, you know, vehemence of the views in the country on the proposal. But I think what we can be proud of is, you know, I think that we really did run a very good campaign. I think we did punch above our weight. I think we were noticed. I think we acted as a really good convener, you know, across the VI sector and other disability charity groups to really sort of, you know, make the whole sort of greater than the sum of the parts in terms of the weight of the evidence and the perspective we brought. And we provided a lot of sort of tactical, tangible materials for people to feedback. So we know that about 90% of MPs, which is probably over 500 MPs, got at least one letter from someone using the RNIB template. And we know, you know, some of the sort of relatively high profile MPs across the political divide actually used the RNIB sort of evidence, you know, in a variety of fora to sort of come forward and sort of question and counter the proposal. So I'm pleased as a reversal. I'm proud of the effort we put in as the RNIB, but let's not be complacent. There's still a lot of work to do to improve the rail network in the UK.
And we must talk about the other sort of campaigning work that the RNIB is doing at the moment. And we have a big thing going out at the moment, which is all about sort of asking sort of blind and partially, well, in a way, probably not asking blind and partially sighted people about various things.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, look, I mean, I think, you know, the organisations we've been getting our act together over the last couple of years in terms of getting on the front foot with campaigns, as you know, the ticket office closure is one example. We're doing a lot around access to work, a lot around accessible voting, you know, various other things that we've been pushing on, you know, incredibly hard. But I think in terms of trying to get society to sit up and take notice about what it means to be blind and partially sighted and how you engage, support blind and partially sighted people is still a big deficiency in the nation. And that's what we're trying to change. So last year's campaign, See the Person, Not the Sight Loss, we think really made the point that you should see the person, not the sight loss, and see someone who's a fully formed individual capable of living a fully formed life. And I think what we're trying to do now is sort of build on that with this new campaign, which is Before You Ask, which basically makes the point about have a think about, you know, what you say and how you engage blind and partially sighted people, because you're in danger of making some, you know, rather sort of old-fashioned and out-of-date assumptions about what blind and partially sighted people can do, need, how they live. And, you know, we've got a half a dozen little sort of vignettes in the video of different sort of societal situations, from getting a boyfriend to being at the school gate to having a drink in the pub and following the football, all of which make the point that, you know, before you ask, don't think that I can't do whatever it is that you think I can't do, because I can, and therefore don't put your foot in it, you know, before you ask. And so, you know, it's getting people to realise that blind and partially sighted people, yeah, should live a very full life, completely full life, and have a think about it before you step in and ask something that might be a slightly sort of unfortunate question. So we're really pleased. It's launched this week, you know, nationwide, a variety of media. And we've had some really good responses from our beneficiaries. We've had millions, about 8 million, I think it was 2 days ago, 8 million views of the campaign. And it's got a very strong positive response from the sort of trade press, you know, the sort of campaigning, marketing, advertising world. So it was Campaigns Magazine's Campaign of the Week, I think, on Tuesday. So it's getting noticed. So we're really pleased with the initial response. We'll need to see over time and measure the impact. But no, we're really pleased. And I just maybe encourage all the listeners to go and try and find it on social media. You'll find it on our social media, on our website, and have a look and let us know what you think.
And it's a great portrayal of somebody who's blind, which is a Netflix new series, which I think actually drops today, as they say, which is the 2nd of November, which is the Netflix version of All the Light We Cannot See, the Pulitzer Prize winning book by Anthony Doerr, which centres around a young blind French girl and a German soldier during the sort of last days of World War II. And this is great because not only is it showcasing a character who's blind, but that's played by a blind actor, and also there is great audio description as well.
Yeah, no, we're really pleased. There was an event on Monday, which I was a little on Monday, I didn't go, but we were invited to because we've been heavily involved with Netflix, so one of our, you know, important corporate partners around things you just indicated, Toby, sort of audio description and, you know, improving the opportunities for visually impaired people within the industry, you know, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. So we've been heavily involved, and we played a part in the launch on Monday, and the variety of visually impaired people there, both from the RNIB and other, you know, well-known people from the visually impaired community there with Netflix. So, yeah, I mean, really pleased that, you know, Netflix have sort of absorbed a lot of our thinking into this. But also, as I say, it sort of signifies, you know, a broader understanding, you know, that they need to do more to help people of disability generally, and within that, visually impaired people, to be properly depicted in their productions, and also have those opportunities, you know, for careers in front of the camera and behind the camera. I'm really pleased about this because this is one of the best books I've read in the last decade, actually. I got this from my wife about 8 years ago when it came out, and read it and thought it was absolutely fantastic. It's one of those books, if someone said, what's one of the best books you've read over the last 6 years? I'd say All the Light We Cannot See. It's fabulous. I'm a bit of a Francophile as well, so anything set in France, in sort of wartime France, I'd probably gravitate towards naturally. But yeah, I'm really pleased they've done it. And I, having missed it on Monday, as you've just said, it drops today. So I'm very much looking forward to watching it tonight with my wife actually on the telly. And I'm sure we'll probably end up binging the whole sort of series quite quickly. But, you know, looking forward to seeing it myself tonight. But it's great we have the relationship, and it's great we've been able to help deliver this programme.
No, it was great. I was there on Monday, and the first episode is very striking. I was very engaged, and like you, Matt, I think I'm going to binge watch the next 3 episodes.
I think we'll both be done by the end of the weekend, Toby. We can talk about it next week in its entirety. Spoiler alert for the listeners, but anyway.
But of course, if you have any information or looking for advice around living with sight loss, you can visit the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. Or you can, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Or use your Amazon smart device and ask dear old lady A to call the RNIB helpline too. Matt, thank you very much indeed for joining me this week. And yes, it will be good to sort of catch up maybe next week and find out how you found All the Light We Cannot See.
Well, let's put that on the to-do list for next week, Toby. We'll talk about it then. But yeah, looking forward to watching it tonight. It's something to sort of have on the radar for later, which I will look forward to when we get to it. Okay, speak to you next week. Thanks, Toby.